This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I mean, even though the Saints lost and even though LSU lost to Ole Miss, it's still going to turn out okay. It's Monday, but it's going to be all right. Weekend's going to be here before we know it, so we'll just hang on to that thought. And there were some shootings over the weekend, including a quadruple shooting on Bourbon Street. One's dead, three were injured. They've got a picture of the guy that they're looking for. He's a big guy. I mean, it's going to be hard to hide this guy. I mean, you're not going to be able to fit this guy into a closet, so I don't know. I'm assuming they're going to find him. They have talked to some people of interest, but apparently the gunman is this giant guy who is, last I heard, he was still not in in custody. But, you know, this happened in the 200 block of Bourbon. That's just, you know, two blocks off. Well, it's actually one block off. The 200 block starts one block off of Canal Street on Bourbon. And, you know, this is just a popular area. This is where, you know, people who are coming from hotels on Canal Street and in the CBD and the Warehouse District, this is where they enter Bourbon Street. And while tragedies on Bourbon Street and shootings on Bourbon Street are bad anywhere on Bourbon Street, this is just, you know, this is bad. And I'm hopeful that this doesn't distract from the reality and the perception that crime is down in New Orleans. It was a rare shooting. I'm sure it was targeted. I'm sure it had something to do with people who knew each other. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show today, one of the things that bothers me when I go downtown is there are people there, and you can tell who they are. There are people there, and you can tell they're not down there to have fun. They're looking for trouble. They're looking for something to happen, whether to them or they're going to do something or somebody's going to do, they're just, you can just tell they're not down there for fun. I mean, Bourbon Street is a fun street. It's a place to go to have fun. But if you go down Bourbon Street, you can just look around, and on both sides of the street, you can see people who obviously are not there to join in the fun. They're there to be disruptive or to cause trouble. And we have a right to free assembly, so I'm not sure what we do about that, but it's not a good situation. So we've got a lot to talk about this hour. We talked about the Saints and, you know, with somebody like Chris Olave not catching some passes that he should catch, you know, Pete Warner dropped a sure interception. You know, those are emotional moments that I think have an impact on the whole team. I mean, it's a team sport. And when something goes, first of all, we know that the performance of the offense and the performance of the defense does emotionally impact the other side of the ball. You know, if the offense does something great, it inspires the defense. Well, if something bad happens, if the offense screws up or the defense screws up, it hurts the other side of the ball. Because I think that, you know, there's a lot of emotion. We often talk about how emotion is a very big part of this game. I mean, you know, you've got teams that can be equally talented, or you can have one team that's really talented, one team that's not that talented, and there are upsets all the time because emotion plays such a big part of the game. So there's no doubt that emotion is part of football. And when something happens and somebody drops a pass, I mean, it's got to be discouraging to the defense. I mean, they might not say anything, but it's got to be discouraging. if the defense just, you know, let somebody, special teams, I mean, the Saints need to work on special teams because they're not really that special. And if special teams has a breakdown, well, that affects the offense and the defense. So when you're paid millions to catch a pass and the pass is catchable, you kind of have to catch that pass. And Chris Olave, I'm counting, missed at least two yesterday. One went right through his hands, and the other one he was juggling as he was going out of bounds. But it seemed like he could have secured that. And we've also just talked about Kendra Miller and Alvin Kamara. And I love Alvin Kamara, and he is great. And I wonder if he's just thinking too much about being great as opposed to going back to being the more instinctive player that he was. It's just a thought that I had watching the game yesterday when it appeared as if he's one-on-one with the defender. And the defender got him. And man, there were times that there's no defender that's going to get Alvin Kamara. I mean, I know he's a little older, but I don't think he's that old. And I think maybe the same thing is true of Garrett Nussmeier, that maybe he's trying to live up to the hype of him being mentioned along with other Heisman Trophy possibilities for the Heisman Trophy this year, and we just haven't seen that. And while it's not all his fault, I never saw him as that quarterback. I don't like to say anything negative. I'm just being honest with what I see. And it just seems like maybe he's trying to live up to the hype as opposed to just relaxing and just being as great as he can be. And this happens to people. Stuff gets in their head. I mean, look at Arch Manning. You know, Arch Manning has all this talent, and there was all this hype before the season started, and I think he was trying to live up to the hype. And if you do that, then you stop your subconscious self from being as great as you can be. So we've been talking about this. Also, you know, one of the really interesting things is that the way fans were behaving at the Ryder Cup golf tournament, USA and Europe won, USA made a great comeback, but the way the US fans were acting, I mean, it was almost like they were at a soccer match or something like that. I mean, you don't expect golf fans to act that way. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But look, let's get to this tragedy. We at least need to touch on this today. At least four people were killed and eight were wounded yesterday morning in an attack on a church in southern Michigan.
Authorities identified Thomas Jacob Sanford, a former Marine sergeant from Burton, Michigan, as the suspect who smashed his pickup truck into a crowded Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints service Sunday morning in Grand Blanc Township.
There is a couple additional bodies that we've discovered in the church.
Police Chief William Renee says Sanford opened fire and used an accelerant to set the building ablaze.
Total victim count up to four. Victims.
Two officers pursued Sanford as he left the church and exchanged fire.
The suspect, who is deceased as well. So we have five deceased persons from this tragic incident.
The ATF says suspected explosive devices were found, but it's not clear if any were used in the attack. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Kim Vetter said bomb threats were made at other churches in the area, but no bombs were found. Investigators were searching the site of the fire and the ex-Marine's residence looking for clues. FBI Detroit Special Agent Reuben Coleman.
It is investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
I'm Jennifer King.
Yeah, and you know, this guy was in a pickup truck with two American flags on the pickup truck, and rather than anybody trying to point fingers at either side, let's just focus on the tragedy. I mean, I don't care which side is involved. It's a tragedy, and sometimes I think in this country, after the murder of Charlie Kirk, I think we're so busy trying to keep score that we're losing sight of these tragedies that are taking place. But that wasn't the only high-profile shooting this weekend. There was also a shooting at a North Carolina waterfront bar Saturday night. Three people are dead and five are wounded.
A North Carolina man is charged with murder after officials say he opened fire from a boat into a crowd at a Southport waterfront bar Saturday night, killing three and injuring five. District Attorney John David identifies him as Nigel Edge and says it was a targeted location.
We have developed evidence at an early stage that this was highly premeditated.
David says Edge was on their radar.
But nothing significant in his past which would give us any indication that he was capable of such horror.
Oak Island Police Chief Charlie Morris says the 40-year-old was a longtime resident, a veteran, and also known to them as Sean DeBevois.
He frequently hung out on our pier. Our employees knew him, And so, yeah, we were just familiar with him. He has filed a lawsuit, numerous lawsuits on the town, on the police department.
Edge is being held without bond. I'm Julie Walker.
It seems like that guy's got a problem, and another targeted shooting. Really sad. So Europe has won the Ryder Cup, and it's reasserting its dominance over Americans when it comes to golf.
A furious rally for the Americans came up short at the Ryder Cup. The Europeans won their second straight Ryder Cup by a 15-13 score despite entering the Sunday singles finale with a record 7-point lead. U.S. captain Keegan Bradley.
The boys really fought today. That was incredible. I didn't expect anything different.
European captain Luke Donald's team dropped 8.5 of 12 possible singles points in front of a hostile Bethpage Black Gallery.
We knew New York was not going to be easy. It was rough. It was brutal at times out there.
World number one Scottie Scheffler defeated number two Rory McIlroy 1-up in the day's signature matchup after becoming the first player in the event's history to go 0-4 in the first four sessions.
It's just a really special group, and it was probably one of the lowest moments of my career.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
All right, so, you know, this was kind of amazing. These fans are rowdy, and I saw part of this over the weekend, and I'm going, is this a golf tournament? I mean, are you kidding me? People were getting drunk, and they were loud, and they were people chanting, F you, Rory, at Rory McIlroy, at Rory McIlroy. And there was an MC that was getting the crowd to practice the chant, F you, Rory, when they were just starting to play. And they brought in the New York State troopers were brought in to protect McIlroy. And this MC was fired, and the crowd got rowdy. They were throwing drinks, and one of them landed on McIlroy's wife, and he was really PO'd. And at one point, when he's addressing the ball, there's so much talk back in the gallery that he just turned, he stops addressing the ball. And he starts kind of walking a little bit over, turns to the crowd, walking a little bit in their direction, and just says, shut the F up. This is for golf. Now, all right, without the profanity, isn't there something kind of cool about, you know, golf fans being a little boisterous? I mean, do you think this is a trend? Do you think that with golfers and golf tournaments, people are going to get to be so passionate that the whole silence thing, quiet. He's addressing the ball. She's getting ready to shoot. I mean, do they have to have quiet? You know, Spencer Rattler doesn't have quiet when he's behind the center. Quarterbacks don't have, Garrett Nussmeier doesn't have quiet when he's behind the center at Ole Miss. Do these golfers really have to? Same thing with tennis. I mean, I've always thought that maybe the fans could be a little more boisterous, that maybe it would make these sports a little bit more exciting. I mean, if you have to concentrate on some sports with a lot of noise, why can't you concentrate on golf or tennis with some noise too? But again, I'm not approving of getting drunk and being so boisterous that it's obnoxious or the use of profanity. But it seems like maybe golf could benefit with a little noise. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And a record-breaking Latin superstar from Puerto Rico is set to be the halftime show at the Super Bowl in February.
Bad Bunny will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, bringing Latin trap and Puerto Rico's reggaeton swagger to the NFL's biggest stage. The NFL, Apple Music, and Rock Nation made the announcement. A superstar, born Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, said in a statement, "What I'm feeling goes beyond myself." He says, "It's for those who came before me and ran countless yards so I could come in and score a touchdown. This is for my people, my culture, and our history." With 3 Grammys and 12 Latin Grammys, he's one of the world's most streamed artists and has become a global ambassador for Latin music. He drew hundreds of thousands of fans to his residency performances in Puerto Rico and will host Saturday Night Live on October 4th. I'm Jennifer King.
All right, so what about this? What do you think about Bad Bunny being the halftime show at the Super Bowl next February? The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. The NFL is trying to promote the sport globally. We know that. The Steelers played a game over the weekend in Dublin, Ireland for the first time. Teams have played in Germany and London, and they're trying to get people around the world to start buying NFL merchandise. And I don't think we're going to expand to these markets where they're playing these games. Mexico City is another place where they played. I don't know that we're going to expand anytime soon into these areas, but the NFL is really trying to sell the league globally. Is that at the expense of fans locally? I mean, should somebody like Bad Bunny be the halftime show? Most of his music is totally in Spanish. So what about the American fans? Now, the Latino fans are the largest growing group of NFL fan base. 70% of Latinos say that they are NFL fans. In 2023, it was 45%. Now it's up to 70%. And there are 40 million Latinos in America, in a country that has about 340 million people. So viewership in the NFL among Latinos is up 11%. So is the NFL smart to get Bad Bunny to do the halftime show? I've talked about this in years past. The halftime shows don't always have to please you. There's a lot of different musical genres out there, and not everybody is going to be happy with whatever genre is selected. I mean, if they picked Lynyrd Skynyrd, and some of you would maybe love Lynyrd Skynyrd or a band like that, a classic rock band, a lot of other people would not be happy. If they pick a hip-hop rap group or artist, a lot of people are not happy. If they pick Bad Bunny, a lot of people are not happy. Should we just sort of get used to the idea that no matter who they select, not everybody's going to be happy? I mean, Justin Timberlake, that bothered me. I mean, I know he was a huge star when he was selected and wide mass appeal, but that didn't do anything for me. And I'm going to watch the game regardless of who's the halftime show. So if you want to react to Bad Bunny being selected as a Super Bowl halftime show, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. In fact, Ian, let's go to break with that Bad Bunny song. I think this is pronounced Nuevo Yol.
Nueva Yol.
Nueva Yol. Nueva Yol. Okay, I see. Nueva Yol. Oh, excuseme, por favor. Okay, buenas tardes. Son las tres y dos y siete, I think. ¿Verdad? Anyway, this is Bad Bunny. Not everybody's going to like it. But that's kind of the way it is with every halftime show, right? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WWL. So, did you watch any of the Ryder Cup over the weekend? Fans got kind of loud, kind of rowdy. All right, let's leave out throwing drinks. Let's leave out throwing anything. Let's leave out the profanity. Do you think it would be cool if the galleries at golf tournaments got a little noisy? I don't know that this is ever going to change, but what happened at the Ryder's Cup might be the beginning of a trend, because I thought it was kind of cool that they were passionate and a little noisy. And golfers can concentrate, and the golfers that can't concentrate, even with noise in the gallery, well, they're the ones that are not going to win. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Got some great text coming up. Let's go to Rick in Holy Cross. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how it is? Good.
Good.
I don't know, you got me on both sides. I kind of want to pivot back and forth if we can.
Okay.
The NFL in Mexico is a huge thing. Dallas Cowboys and Oakland Raiders they sell more merch down there than anybody. And Estadio, when they sell out in Mexico City at that stadium for the NFL games, it's amazing. Some of the stuff all the way over in Spain and Germany and England is fun, but I really like, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are a natural in Mexico City, and that's fun. As far as what's going on, and it's almost always the 100 block or 200 block of bourbon.
Yeah. No, because I tell you, there's stuff that there's a club, I'm not going to mention it, but there's a club in the 700 block of bourbon that attracts a lot of attention, and consequently, it's been the block of a number of shootings.
You're 100% correct on that. But if you look at long term, and I mean, when I got here in '89, I was on the 800 block of bourbon before it was Tropical Isle. It was the club I worked for, and it was we had a detail cop, and about every half hour they would poke their head in and look around and keep on walking unless we waved them down. Mm-hmm. And I do not understand why there is not a consistent. I mean, I worked at the Sonesta for 5 years. And we had a lot of issues. But I don't understand why there is not a more consistent, higher pressure presence on the 100 block, 200 block, and as far as that is, canal. Because, I mean, it's not really the access point to people. There's a lot of folks that don't walk from the CBD. They mostly Uber in.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand why that little area right there is consistently, if you look at it, one of those high shooting areas.
Wouldn't you agree that, especially the 100 block, you know, in that first area, there's not a consistent number of businesses like in other blocks. So there's like some dead zones there, and it seems to invite people to just post up there and hang out.
100%. And you're the same way if you look at Canal Street right there. Unless you go two blocks to your right or left, there's no hotels and there's no active storefront.
Well, there's if you're walking a Bourbon Street toward Canal, I mean, right there on the corner, it's a Crown Plaza.
Is it Crown Plaza on the corner now?
Yeah, it's right there, the 100. Yeah, it's in that first block of Canal there. But
I mean,
but if you go to the left, there's the Hyatt that's a little, it's on the next block down. Anyway, I agree with you. There should be just more going on a regular basis in the 100 block. And, you know, I see people in the quarter, Rick, who are not there to have fun. They're just not there to have fun.
Yeah. No, you can see them standing there waiting. They're just waiting and looking for something to do. And something to do is just the wrong thing.
Yeah, sometimes.
Know? And it's, it's anywhere you have high tourist traffic, there's going to be people out there poking around looking for a way to squeak an easy dollar out.
Yeah, it's a shame. Rick, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Metairie. Daryl, you're on WWL. Hey, Daryl. Hello, Daryl. All right, we'll put Daryl on hold and to check with him when we come back. Also, we're going to check with Ian and get some of your text messages on. So, all right, what about the idea that golf becomes a little noisier? I mean, does it have to be so damn quiet? Shh, quiet. And then the sign goes up, quiet, please. I mean, do you have to have quiet to play? You don't have to be quiet when you play a lot of other sports. What about the guys at the free throw line in basketball? Shh, he's throwing a free throw. Shh, quiet. I mean, they don't have that benefit. They've got noise, and they do their job, and they've got to get that ball in that hoop. So should golf be a little more rambunctious? Would that add some excitement to the game? All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. In fact, I don't know if you realize this, but golf is actually a game that is a... It's a gateway game to politics because you learn to lie in golf and then you become a politician because lying is all part of that. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
America was in a lot of turmoil, a lot of conflict in 1970. The song was released in 1970 by the Guess Who. Listen to some of the lyrics. They really fit today, but this was released on this day in 1970. Listen. One afternoon soon, I'm going to take at least an hour, and we're going to do songs that were released a long time ago that really fit the mood of the country today and some of the tensions that we feel in America today. It's going to be interesting to hear some of those songs written a long time ago that reflect today. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. Do we have any reaction to Bad Bunny?
Yeah, most of the texts right now are about Bad Bunny. Here's one that says, hey, I haven't watched the Super Bowl halftime show in years. That's a good time to go to the bathroom, eat, drink, chat with friends. It hasn't really been worth watching in some time, LOL.
Yeah, I agree. I take a peek at it, but I don't pay attention to the halftime show.
I think the halftime shows have been great. I mean, I'm not saying that they haven't been controversial and people that don't like, you know, Rihanna or whoever it is, you know, that their reasons aren't valid. But just from somebody who likes watching entertaining stage productions. Like, see, it's pretty badass.
And I think there's, this is just my opinion, but I think there's too much production. You know, I think the production of Beyonce at the halftime show distracted from her talent. I think the production sometimes just distracts from the talent of the performer. But, you know, I know there's been a lot of negative reaction to the selection of Bad Bunny as a halftime show.
I mean, I'm old enough to remember Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, and people thought, oh, who's that going to appeal to? And everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Everybody loved that. Everybody had a great time there. Yeah, and then the big kind of like rap superstars show, I think that was back in like 2023 or 2022 that had, you know, Dr. Dre and
who was
Snoop.
Was Kendrick Lamar last year?
Yeah, Kendrick was last
year.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people were upset with that. And my point last year was, and my point is again this year, that, you know, no matter who is selected, there's going to be a large group of people who are not happy.
Yeah, exactly. Can't please everyone. I'll keep going here. G is listening today. G says, my understanding is the NFL exerts a lot of control over that halftime program. Many known artists do not want to submit to those terms and conditions. Taylor Swift was supposedly asked but turned it down. She did not have time as she and Travis are planning their pay-per-view wedding during halftime.
Pay-per-view? Oh, no, that's a joke.
They're not actually.
That's a joke, yeah. That's a conspiracy theory going around there.
Sal is listening today. He says, a Super Bowl headliner singing in Spanish in an English-speaking country is foolish, especially since ICE is removing his fan base even as we speak.
Well, Bad Bunny has canceled his U.S. tour because he's afraid that ICE is going to show up at his concert and arrest a bunch of people.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, James and Harvey says, I think the halftime show ought to go back to the OG, the band that's done it the most. Grambling State University Marching Band.
Get back to the marching band.
It'll cost a lot less, and it'll keep the focus on the game. Make America grambling again.
Hey, you know, there are generations that don't know that there are marching bands out there that spell out letters on the field.
Yeah, do the big sort of like moving shapes and stuff.
It's yeah, it's and pretty
I'll,
cool.
I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, Scoot, the NFL must really be hurting financially. Otherwise, they should have been able to afford good money.
Instead of Bad Bunny.
Instead of Bad Bunny.
You know, actually, I'm sure there's some people who have argued that, you know, Bad Bunny from Puerto Rico, you know, he really doesn't have a right to freedom of speech because it's Puerto Rico, it's not America. And so it's a whole different situation. But, you know, I mean, there are people who don't think that Puerto Rico is part of America. You know, well, we know that. I mean, we know this.
I know.
Have been a lot of embarrassing examples of people who don't know that Puerto Rico is part of America. You don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico, just a driver's license. Well, now you need to have the real ID to fly.
But. Yeah, these are the same people that will tell you, you got to go home and do your research, man. You got to do your own homework.
Right. That's exactly right. So, look, with Bad Bunny, I don't get the Spanish-speaking person in terms of this country, but I think we have to understand you can object to this. You don't have to like it. But I think we need to understand the goal of Roger Goodell, and that is to make the NFL bigger. He wants to sell merchandise worldwide. He wants merchandise sold all over. We're never going to move a team, not in modern times. We're not going to move a team to Germany. It would be impractical to have a team in London. It would be very practical to have an NFL team expansion in either Canada or Mexico City. I mean, that would be practical.
They could play here. I mean, I think, I don't know, just kind of spitballing here, what's probably the most likely early outcome of all this, you know, international play is there'll be an international league. It's not possible to have teams who are based in London or Dublin or Munich, you know, play against American teams all the time. But if you can get, I don't know, 6-8 teams in continental Europe, like, do that.
Sure.
That for a year.
London, Belgium, Denmark. Yeah.
France, Germany.
Yeah, France, Germany, of course, yeah. But, you know, but Americans are not going to pay that much attention to that. I don't think they're going to pay that. But you know there's going to be some players from college here who are going to end up going over there and playing for those teams if that happened.
Yeah, I mean, we got people coming and going from the Canadian Football League here all the time.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, yeah, I will make this prediction, though. The NFL could expand to the point where it's totally diluted, and it would dilute the image of what they have here. And it is the power of what they have here that they would use to launch the NFL in other countries. But if they do that, I think they take a chance on diminishing the power of the NFL here. You know, growth is important, but you can grow too fast. And one of the things that Southwest Airlines has always been very successful with is its growth. It has a very controlled growth, and they just don't open up in every city, and they have a very slow, controlled growth process, and it's helped keep them in business, and they're doing okay, I think. But I worry about the NFL becoming diluted because they're trying to be too big, and they change from the base, so they, you know, lose an image from the base that really made them famous. Anyway, two games on tonight. Looking forward to that. We're dedicating this song to the Saints and to LSU. Yeah, bad day. Bad day for the Saints. Bad afternoon Saturday for LSU. Tulane won, beat Tulsa 31-14. But LSU seems a little lost right now following the loss to Ole Miss. And the Saints, there were some good things, but again, some of the same typical things, and you got to stop throwing the ball to people who don't catch it. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Oh, there'll be a lot to talk about. Second guest coming to you live on location from the Silver Slipper Casino in beautiful Hancock County with Mike and Bobby coming up next at 6:30. The Coach's Show with Mike Haas and the Cajun Cannon and Kellen Moore and the Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Court DP. And I thank you for being part of the show. Download the app Substack and join me and comment on my videos. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.